My name is Christy, and we're so happy you're here tonight, and glad you made it, and it's not always an easy feat to get here. In fact, I don't know of anyone that is just like, ho-hum, I think I'll show up. It really takes a lot of work, and just in conversations I've overheard, conversations I've had, we all come from some sort of difficulty, or pain, or weight, or fear, or whatever, preoccupation. So I wanted to read you something. This is an introduction to a retreat that Evelyn Underhill gave in England about 120 years ago, probably, on the fruits of the Spirit. That's what the retreat was going to be on. But it's a general introduction, and I think it's good for all of us, so just close your eyes or just sit and relax. We all know pretty well why we come into retreat. We come to seek the opportunity of being alone with God and attending to God in order that we may do His will better in our everyday lives. And you may not have known that you came for that reason, but I, a retreat master, once said every year, you did not come to this retreat. God brought you. And that's what this made me think of. We have come to live for a few days the life of prayer and deepen our contact with the spiritual realities on which our lives depend, to recover, if we can, our spiritual poise. We do not come for spiritual information, but for spiritual food and air, to wait on the Lord and renew our strength, not for our own sakes, but for the sake of the world. Now Christ, who so seldom gave detailed instruction about anything, did give some detailed instruction for that withdrawal, that recollection, which is the essential condition of real prayer and real communion with God. And here is what Christ said. Thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet and shut the door. I think we can almost see the smile with which he said those three words. And those three words define what we have to try to do. Anyone can retire into a quiet place and have a thoroughly unquiet time in it. But that is not making a retreat. It is the shutting of the door which makes the whole difference between a true retreat and a worried religious weekend. Shut the door. It is an extraordinarily difficult thing to do. Nearly everyone pulls it to and leaves it slightly ajar so that a whistling draft comes in from the outer world with reminders of all the worries, interests, conflicts, joys, and sorrows of daily life. But Christ said, shut, and he meant shut. Setting up a complete barrier deliberately, with you on one side alone with God, and everything else without exception on the other side. The voice of God is very gentle. We cannot hear it if we let other voices compete. Our ordinary life, of course, is not lived like that and should not be. But this bit of life is to be lived like that. It is no use at all to enter that closet, that inner sanctuary, clutching, this will make you think of a century ago, the daily paper, the reports of all the societies you support, your engagement book, and a large bundle of personal correspondence, or we might say your iPad and your phone and so forth. All these must be left outside. The motto for your retreat is God only, God in Himself, sought for Himself alone. The object of retreat is not intercession or self-exploration, but such communion with Him as shall afterwards make you more powerful in intercession, and such self-loss in Him as shall heal your wounds by new contact with His life and love. You would hardly enter the presence of the human being you most deeply respected and loved in that state of fuss and preoccupation and distraction in which we too often approach God. You are to center down, as the Quakers say, into that deep stillness, which is the proper atmosphere of your soul. Remain with God. Wait upon the light. Speak to your Heavenly Father who is in secret. These are the words that describe the attitude of the soul really in retreat. Do not think now of the world's state and needs and sufferings, or of your problems and responsibilities. This is not the time for that. Do not think too much about your own sins. A general, humble, but very tranquil act of penitence and acknowledging your faultiness is best. Commune with your Father, who is in secret. When we shut the door, we do not shut any part of ourselves away from God, not even the most irreligious bits. Wait with much confidence. He may take as fuel for the fire upon his altar the most unexpected bit, something we have never thought about in connection with our spiritual lives. So let us offer all that we have and are and give thanks. Remember, said Abbé de Rouville, that God loves your soul not in some aloof and personal way, but passionately with the adoring, cherishing love of a parent for a child. The outpouring of his Holy Spirit is really the outpouring of his love, surrounding and penetrating your little soul with a peaceful, joyful delight in his creature. Tolerant, peaceful, a love full of long-suffering and gentleness, working quietly, able to wait for results, faithful, devoted, without variance or shadow of turning, such is the charity of God. Father, we enter into this time thanking you for the stillness, quiet, the safety of this place, and that you yourself have touched each one here to be present here tonight. The only time in all of the universe that just these souls will be gathered before you together. We entrust this time to you. We entrust the needs of our lives and the worries of our heart, all of our concerns, Lord. We recognize the truth of what Evelyn Underhill said, common to all men, and we quiet ourselves, as you say, like a child upon its mother's breast, and we wait upon you, Lord, to bring the light, the love, and the consolations that you desire for each soul. And we pray this in your name, Jesus. Amen. We're going to start with, we're going to be using just that one song sheet. And we're going to start with A Love That Will Not Let Me Go, number 13.